The birth of the gerrymander. When you hear the word gerrymander, you probably think of weird squiggly voting maps, but it all started right here in 1812. Governor Elbridge Gerry sat at his desk, busy with a bill to regulate mischievous dogs. But his own party was up to some mischief of its own. They had redrawn the Senate districts in Essex County into monstrous, distorted shapes just to keep themselves in power. When a local editor saw the outline of the new district, he added claws, wings, and a dragon's head. "This looks more like a salamander than a district," he cried. A witty observer snapped back, "No, it's a gerrymander." Gerry signed the bill reluctantly and lost his governorship soon after. But the monster worked exactly as intended. Even in the face of a massive Federalist surge, his party maintained a 2-to-1 grip on the Senate. Gerry hoped to be remembered as a signer of the Declaration of Independence, but instead he gave the world a new word for political mischief. Next time you hear about gerrymandering on the news, remember, it all started under this very dome, with a mythical salamander and a very real political fight.